This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Talk with Stan White. He's a retired high school principal. He is the father of Marine Corporal Andrew White, who is a healthy 23-year-old gung-ho Marine returning from a 9-month tour in Iraq, who, like so many of his brothers in arms, suffered from the seemingly normal stresses of war. Well, I guess they're not too normal, but he had insomnia, nightmares, and restlessness. The young corporal turned to the military's mental health system for help. Within a few short months, White became unrecognizable to his family. 11 months after beginning his first cocktail of mind-altering drugs, he died in his sleep from what the medical examiner ruled an accidental overdose of medication. Since taking his first multi-drug cocktail to the date of his death, White had been prescribed no less than 19 different drugs, with many at ever-increasing dosages, including prescribed drugs methadone, oxycodone, Paxil, and Seroquel were found in his system at the time of death. Dan and his wife Shirley blame the lethal cocktail of psychiatric drugs for the death of their son. He says, "We don't think they should be given to troops in the field. It's worth asking whether they should be given to anybody, anytime, civilian or military. Whites are advocating more alternatives for soldiers and have testified before the U.S. Food and Drug Administration." He's also been featured in the documentary The Hidden Enemy that was recently released at cchrint.org. That's cchrint.org. And I want to thank CCHR International for setting up this interview with Stan today. Stan, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
This is a very tough tale to tell, but you have to do it. You have to bring awareness, and it's very timely because we keep hearing in the news not only that our men and women who serve this country are coming back with all sorts of genuinely traumatic experiences, which does cause some genuine mental illness, one might argue. However, we're hearing that they're going to these psychotropic medications, namely SSRIs, and are committing suicide in record numbers.
Yes, that's true. When we started our research, we didn't know things like black box warnings, SSRI. We just were not educated in the bad things about drugs that the VA and the DOD were giving our military men and women. And we thought that you just followed doctor's orders and everything would be okay. And man, did we learn the hard way? You know, after Andrew died, we started asking questions. And why does a 23-year-old lay down to his feet and don't wake up? You know, and not intentional. And we started learning that he wasn't the only one. We learned that they were actually five within less than 100 miles of where we lived. Four of them within 4 months. Three in 2 weeks. And so we started talking to those families and, you know, what was he being treated for? What medicine did he take? And the same cocktail came back. And Seroquel was in being taken by all those soldiers, as well as different analgesic drugs, some of them morphine, some of them oxycodone, some of them
did he have physical pains? Was he physically injured?
Yes. What happened, and a lot of these, you know, they were injured. Andrew's case, he would get into an altercation, but in that he was a very mild-mannered, get-along-with-anyone. But he would go out with his buddies, and they would get into a drink a little bit, and get into an argument or something, and do stupid stuff, and get hurt. And so the doctor would give him, okay, we'll give you something for your pain, and then something to make you sleep, and something for your depression, and not knowing that all those things were just killing him.
That's criminal negligence. Have you looked into any legal action?
We have, and we talked to some attorneys, and one of the things that keeps Andrew from his case from being being legal action is one of the drugs that was found in his body was a prescribed drug, but it wasn't his prescribed drug. One of his buddies had been given, apparently been given that drug, and it was found in his body.
Well, I mean, at this point,
small amount.
Yeah, and at this point, he's already getting a cocktail of drugs. You know, yes, it's not within the confines of legality, but what do you expect? I mean, he's already been presented with a culture of accepting the fact that these medications are what to turn to and try in any slightest case of a symptomatic issue coming up.
Absolutely. And he was, when he started, he didn't want to take medication. He's one of these kids that thought he could. He was a tough Marine. He could get through it. And then he became dependent upon the drugs.
We hear about our VA system. It's been big in the news. And I don't think we understand that there is a mental health portion of the VA system. Will you explain that to me and give me your thoughts on the nature of the VA and how they process individuals like your son?
Well, basically what they do is you're referred to a clinic or the hospital, and they go and they're supposed to evaluate you, and instead of giving you methods to deal with your problem, you know, which is things we're trying to advocate, other things is to get pills. And they'll give you 180-day supply of pills because they don't have time or don't want to see you for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll send you 180-day supply.
And what kind of doctors are we talking about here? Are we talking about psychiatrists? Yes?
Psychiatrist. And so when they get back to the next visit, they say, oh, it's not working. We're going to change your medicine. We're going to give you a different medicine. Or we're going to give you a stronger dose. And you haven't used up the first dose. So they give you another prescription for 180 days. And so here in your home, you have back prescriptions that you haven't used. And then they wonder why these kids get so frustrated and commit suicide. They've got all the tools right there. Now, in Andrew's case, he didn't commit suicide, but that's not the issue. You know, whether it's someone is suicidal or not, that doesn't concern me. And I've had parents say, well, you know, I'm so upset my son committed suicide. I said, no, that's not the issue. The issue is you need to treat the problem that is causing him to have those thoughts. That's where the problem lies. If we're over-medicating, we're giving medication that is not good for them, it's dangerous. And there's better ways to treat PTSD. I work with a group of wounded warriors called Gathering the Mountain Eagles. And I've also had some contact with one called Warfighter Sports. And these two groups, some of them bring families in, some of them just individual soldiers, and they bring them in and give them alternative activities.
I want to explore these alternative activities because I think we can't have this discussion without looking at a good alternative to the psychotropic poisons and cocktails that they're prescribing. But we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movie, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Stan White joins us. He is the father of Marine Corporal Andrew White, who was a healthy 23-year-old Marine. Lost his life after being prescribed a nasty dosage of a plethora of different medications, and I don't even like to call them medications. Let's just call them poison. And we can talk about psychotropic medications and you know, their lack of understanding of how they affect the brain, their lack of being able to actually diagnose how what exactly is wrong, the so-called chemical imbalance. But I want to kind of leave that for some other shows that we're doing in this series with CCHR International. Visit their website, cchrint.org. I mean, Stan, I'm a new father. My son's just turned 2 on the 4th of July. And this is something that nobody ever, ever wants to have happen.
No, that's why we are on our campaign. We can't bring Andrew back. We can't bring Bob back, who was killed in action. But we can make a change, try to make a change, so another family doesn't have to go through what we have.
Yeah.
And that's why we're on this campaign, to try to educate.
I love that reaction, Stan, because there's two different psychologies, not to invoke psychology here, but there's two different psychologies. There's the parents that are mad at the world, and rightfully so, but put their heads in the sand, turn to depression, start taking the drugs themselves maybe, who knows. And then there's the people that say, you know what, this is a really, really bad thing that happened, really bad, and my heart is just broken. But you know what? I'm going to be as vigilant as possible to let people know why this happened, let people know what they can do about it so that no family has to go through what we're going through. And I think that's an honorable thing to do. And I don't think you would have it any other way. I think that's, again, that's something innately within your psychology, which I commend. We were talking a little bit about, you know, there are people coming back with traumatic issues. There's no doubt about it. Trauma has an effect on the brain, and we've seen this. I think this is more well established, in my opinion, than any other area of mental health per se. Because of trauma, there are literal schisms that are created in the brain. They call it PTSD now, but at the end of the day, trauma is trauma, and it's something that has been going on for at least 100 years. You know, we saw it in Vietnam. We might not have had the same labels, but it's the same issues that people are coming up with as a result of witnessing such horrific things, and not just in war, but in life in general. You can be in a bad or see a bad car accident and have the same trauma per se. But Stan, you brought up some alternatives to going to the drug peddlers at the VA. And I want to explore these some more, because I think it's important that we do offer people some insights and let them know that you don't have to be hopeless. You don't have to feel that your only option are these medications.
No, that's true. That's been going on for years. I read an article some time ago about the Nez Perce Indians. You know, they had that issue, and they dealt with it spiritually and through sweat boxes and whatever they had. But the main thing was to share with each other what these terrible things happen, and we need to get past that so we can go on with our lives. And they didn't build up to taking drugs. And in World War II, Vietnam, PTSD is a normal reaction to a horrific event. And these, our forefathers that have gone through this, they didn't take drugs to get through it. They found other methods, and so that's what works for it. And we're finding that I don't think it's so much the event that they're participating in, it's a camaraderie of other people who've been there, and they talk to each other. I know we take a group of Wounded Warrior skiing every year. I work in a ski area. And we bring them in, and none of them have ever skied before or snowboarded or maybe once. And we teach them how to ski or how to snowboard. And you can just see their whole life, their whole demeanor that day changed. They're happy. They're challenged. It's an adventure for them. And they fall down. They laugh. And then We feed them. And the next day, we take them to a college basketball game, and they're introduced at halftime and recognized for their accomplishments. During the summer, they come back, they play golf, they get whitewater rafting. And I don't think it's so much the event, it's the sharing of what happened with each other. And I think that's what's important. Another thing that we're reading about that's very helpful is service dogs. I know that there's a group that comes in with Warfighter Sports, and they come in and they do some of the summer activities. And some of them have service dogs. And the service dog can sense when they're having a flashback from the episode and calms the soldier down, or the Marine, or airman, whoever happened to be. And I think that is very, very helpful, that they have animals can sense what's going on with you. Some groups use horses, you know, or I don't know. It's just a different way of treating that is not dangerous as a lethal cocktails. And I think that's important.
I do as well. I want to take a look at your professional background for a moment, because I think it's perhaps going to add some insight to this discussion. You were a high school principal?
No, assistant principal, yes, sir.
Assistant principal.
I taught social studies and sports medicine, and then I was in school administration.
Okay.
And I was an FA trainer for about 10 years for my high school football team. And then I worked with a member of the National Ski Patrol, and I'm the first responder on the mountain for skiers.
Okay, cool. So, you definitely have that sound, by the way. You sound like a football coach slash principal. I don't want to stereotype your voice.
I've had a good life, but you know, there's some tragedy in there, it changed my outlook on things, but try to make the best of it and move on.
I hear you. Well, did you witness any symptoms of kids in school, and what grades were these? Was this high school?
High school.
Yeah,
right.
High school. Did you notice a change throughout the years in people's behaviors, children's behaviors? And did you notice maybe the school nurse or school counselors start to gravitate towards these medications?
Well, we found that when I first started teaching, a lot of schools didn't have health nurses, and you know, we just, you know, I started teaching in 1971, and it wasn't until probably 15 years ago that I started noticing every school had to have a nurse, and the main thing was dispensing medications that were given to them by their family physicians.
Interesting. All right, let's pick that up. I'm sorry to open up a can of worms there, but let's pick that up in just a second. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes get disguised and inside me my spirit is weeping.
Stan White joins us, retired high school principal and father of Marine Corporal Andrew White, who lost his life because of an intentional on the hands of the psychiatrist at the VA, an intentional overdose of medication, an accidental one on his behalf, of course. And we've been talking about psychotropic medications and how they affect minds of our men and women who serve this country and so on and so forth. And we were talking a little bit about Stan White's background in particular. He's a retired high school principal, and he's had a career in the education world. And he was telling me a little bit about the introduction of the school nurse and their role. Continue, Stan.
Okay. We found that the many kids are diagnosed with ADHD, and we dealt with those when I started my teaching career. You just varied their activities and kept them on task, but now they want to give them Ritalin or Adderall or other type of medication. We're finding that in the last years of my career, children were given Seroquel. And why do you give children all these drugs?
And Seroquel's an SSRI, right?
Yes, it is. It's actually was tested and developed to treat bipolar schizophrenia. And it's used off-label as a sleep aid. And in fact, one of the hearings that I attended was to, the FDA wanted to expand the market for young children. And we had testified how dangerous it was. Like, there's 35 different speakers that spoke at the hearing. And I was near the end of it. Well, Shirley and I were near the end of the hearing. And before we could get our papers together and get ready to leave, they'd already made the decision to expand the market, which to me was just a travesty. I mean, the whole hearing was like a dog and pony show. They'd already made their mind up what they were going to do, and they were just fulfilling the regulations to have a hearing. And didn't listen to anyone. But getting back to the school thing, we're finding that the children are over-medicated too. There's no need for them, for all their drugs are being given. I think there's ways you can deal with that. I'm grateful the CCHR seems to have two campaigns. One is to help the military, to educate them and educate young families about the dangers of drugs for ADHD. And I'm wondering, you know, we dealt with it years and years before without all the medication. Why can't we do it now? Good parenting skills, I think, can overcome a lot of those things. I'm not saying that you shouldn't give drugs at all. I'm not a physician, but certainly we need to question about what drugs were being our children and are being given. And educate yourself. You know, is there a better way to do this?
Yep, there certainly is. There certainly is. You mentioned that Ritalin and what's the other one?
Adderall
are being prescribed. We were talking with Kelly O'Meara about that. And the fact of the matter is, these drugs are the equivalent of cocaine. Okay? Cocaine. Schedule 2, Schedule 1 drugs. They are most certainly not what they say they are. Could you imagine, Stan, that if we knew that our teenagers and toddlers, there was the article about the toddlers, over 600,000 toddlers are being prescribed these medications. Could you imagine if a headline read, cocaine being prescribed to kids?
Yeah. I mean, a toddler is supposed to be active, and they do, you know, the terrible twos. We talk about terrible twos. Well, those are not normal kids. You know, they throw little fits. They run. They, you know, throw things. That's just part of their growing up. And why do you want drugs on them? Because they're doing that. And that's all it is.
Yeah.
I think good parenting skills. Shirley and I met this child advisor. His name is, it's a column in the local paper. And he's old school. And he says, you know, we're trying to make the child the center of everything. And the child is not. A child needs to learn growing up skills. You know, listen to adults. Learn what no means. Consequences. You know, time out. That your behaviors, each behavior has a consequence. And how you will learn as an adult if you don't teach them as children. So instead of doing that, we just give them a drug to calm them down. And then that's wrong.
Passing the buck. You know?
That's what we call.
They don't want to take accountability.
Be a good parent.
Yep.
And, I think CCHR is trying to get that message across, and we just hope that people will listen and save our soldiers, save our children.
Yeah. Was there any particular combination that the autopsy pointed at as being the cause of his death?
The autopsy said that it was an accidental intoxication Paxil, Seroquel, and the drug that he wasn't described, but methadone.
Okay.
And all of those were within therapeutic limits.
But he was prescribed oxycodone, which is very similar to methadone, is it not?
Right, yes. Yeah. Well, we found out that all of these analgesic drugs, when the patent goes to run out, they'll just change one little part of the formula and come up with a new name so they can sell the drug again. You know, hydrocodone, oxycodone, methadone, they're all very, very similar. And it's just the chemical makeup is just a little different, but the results are the same, and they're used the same thing. And like Seroquel, they had to patent around Seroquel, so the generic name is quetiapine. So if someone's listening, say, "Well, I don't take Seroquel, but I take quetiapine," you're taking the same thing. And we found that the legal combo, the what's most dangerous if you have an antidepressant like Paxil or there's some other names for Paxil that's similar, Prozac, and then they combine that with antidepressants like antipsychotics like Seroquel or Respinol. And then they'll take something for pain, because a lot of them have physical injuries, oxycodone or oxycodone or hydrocodone. And we found all three of those classes of drugs in almost every family we've talked to, the family member was taking, as prescribed, those three types of medications.
Wow.
We call it the legal cocktail.
A lethal cocktail, it certainly is. Now let's talk about the build up to your son's untimely and unfortunate passing. He came back, as you mentioned, with normal wear and tear from war. I mean, this is not normal. I shouldn't say it is. It's something very traumatic and very severe to deal with. There's no easy way around it. But you started to see a change in him overall, even more so than him just coming back from war as these medications were being prescribed.
Yes, when all three of our sons were serving at the same time. Our oldest son, who's now retired from the Navy, was on a ship in the Mediterranean. Bob was in the Army. He was serving in Afghanistan, and Andrew was in Iraq. This was all in 2005. And Andrew came home in September, and we'd been home 5 days when we got word that Bob was killed in action in Afghanistan.
Oh, so you lost your other son in combat?
One other son. Yeah, I lost two sons, one Andrew and Bob.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on, Stan. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll finish with this last segment. Wow.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, it's our last segment tonight with Stan White, a father of three young men who served this country all at the same time, two of which lost their lives, one from a unfortunate death in combat, but another from an even more, well, I don't want to rank them, another death that didn't need to happen because of these dangerous psychotropic medications. He lost his son, Andrew, at 23 years old, healthy 23-year-old. And you were telling us a little bit about the family history here with the sons and Andrew's progression to the point where he unfortunately passed because of a supposed accidental overdose.
Yes, he, like I said, he had been home 5 days when we got word that his brother was killed in an accident. And so we were trying to deal with that, and Andrew was trying to deal with it. In fact, you know, he was in the reserves. He would go to his unit one weekend a month after he came back. And he'd go to drill, and it seemed like for the first year, maybe everything was done okay. And then in March, I believe, of 2007, he started showing signs that he had changed. He was drinking a lot. He started becoming obsessed with playing video games, war games in the video, and short-tempered. And so his buddies said, well, I'm going to the VA and getting some meds, and this is helping me sleep and helping me. So Andrew started doing that. And he started getting worse. And we thought it was a PTSD, and now we know it was the drugs. He started becoming more recluse. He would, I believe, from probably Thanksgiving until the time of his death, we probably didn't share but two meals, his mother's birthday and Christmas. He would take his food, go to his room. I know one time we went out to a restaurant for his mother's birthday, and he found a seat against a wall where he could watch the who was coming and going, ate the meal quickly and left. He just couldn't be around by crowds. He went to the concert, attempted to go to the concert one time with his girlfriend, and left. He said he just couldn't stand all of the crowds. And his girlfriend got very upset with him because they'd spent all this money to see a concert and he wouldn't go in and watch it. And those are the changes I noticed. And then the weight gain. He went from 185 pounds to about 240 pounds to time he was doing 35, 40 pounds at the time of his death. And it was because of the Seroquel that he was taking. He started having tremors, intestinal problems, and all of it was because of medication. We just didn't realize it. And then ultimately, the night of his, or the day of his death, he was, he talked to his mother that evening. I was working another way. And, he's having problems with his cell phone. So Shirley said, well, you meet me for lunch tomorrow and we'll get you another cell phone. So he didn't show up for the meeting. She called and, he didn't answer the phone. She called several times. So she, asked a neighbor to check on him and she said the house was locked, couldn't get in. So Shirley said she knew something was wrong. So she went in and found him. He had died that sometime that morning.
Mother's intuition, huh?
Yes. And then my whole life changed again after that.
Yeah. Wow.
And 23 years old. That's not supposed to have a healthy young man. And just go to sleep and don't wake up. And we found that the Seroquel causes cardiac death. And it's something called QT prolongation. We didn't know that. They were black box warning that were put on Seroquel after Andrew died. And we're convinced that that was a catalyst that caused his death. I'm sure the other drugs had something to do with it too, you know, the cocktail, but we feel that Seroquel was kind of fair. The military does too. The military had issued a memo in 2012. We got a copy of it that's sent it to us, that Seroquel was no longer recommended as a first-line treatment for PTSD. But the VA did not abide by that directive. They continued to give Seroquel as a first-line treatment for PTSD, CTAID. Not even designed for that. It's designed to treat schizophrenics, not to make you sleep.
No, you're absolutely right, and even what it's designed for and its use is still questionable, because they really don't understand these medications, and on top of that, they don't understand how they interact with each other. And that's supposed to be these doctors' jobs. Okay, that's supposed to be their only thing that they need to incorporate, and besides supposedly identifying what issues there are, they're supposed to know what these medications do when they interact with one another. And that seems to have been, again, negligence on the case of the doctors prescribing this. I want to point out, folks, that psychiatry on the whole is pretty much a faux science, if you will. It's based on really, really shoddy science. Really shoddy science. And I'm sure you've come to that conclusion now, especially after all that you had to go through.
Absolutely. I mean, we're always impressed to go to a psychologist or psychiatrist, maybe sit and talk to you or listen to you and give you suggestions. And we are promoting that you should talk to a psychologist, therapist. We advocate that. We don't advocate going in and someone writing you a script of pills. And that's not the way to treat PTSD. Help you find ways to cope with your demons. And that's what needs to happen.
Right. If you go to a psychiatrist, that's all they'll do. That's all they know to do is just pedal drugs.
Right prescription. Right. And that's not the answer. That's not the answer at all. Yeah, and the drugs are causing these accidental deaths. They're causing suicide. A lot of times you're warned the drugs, and you find out, well, I don't want to take these anymore. When you quit cold turkey, and that causes you suicidal thoughts, end up in suicide. And then as a whole new thing we haven't even discussed that the drugs are causing is violent behaviors. I know there's a doctor we have met, Dr. Peter Bregan, who's written a book called Medication Madness, and it's just case study after case study of his patients that he's treated that have committed violent crimes because of these drugs. And another friend of ours, Dr. Tracy, has done a study that found that almost every mass shooting that the people that were committing the crime were taking massive drugs. And, you know, why are they giving out these drugs if it causes all this violence? It has to be another way. There is another way.
Sure. Next week, we're going to have Sheila Matthews on to talk about how mental health legislation will affect parents' rights. We'll talk about Sandy Hook updates and the connection there. Sheila's organization is Able Child, and we'll talk about psychiatric drugs and kid-related issues. Again, they're coming after our children with these drugs, which is even scarier. We got the terrible twos, and they want to put them on a heavy dose of nasty medication. It's absolutely horrific. Stan, what you're doing is entirely honorable, and I want to thank you again for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you, and I encourage people to go online and watch The Hidden Enemy. The Hidden Enemy, you know, other people we've met on The Hidden Enemy, and it's a great video that gives the tragic stories of what can happen when you take all these drugs.
Yep, check it out on CCHRINT.org, CCHRINT.org. He is featured in it, and thanks so much.
The Bob Hoskins Show. With finance.